Now, thetans often say very interesting prayers at the moment they pick up a body. They do. They dedicate themselves to its continued growing, and they're so pleased with the whole thing, and they dedicate themselves to the family and go through all kinds of odd rituals of one kind or another. They're so happy to get this. But the odd part of it is they don't shut their memory off until they pick another body up. And the shut-off of memory actually occurs with the pickup of the new body. Now, there is a phenomena series known as the Between Lives series. And people have some sort of a thing mocked up whereby somebody goes back through a Between Lives area, it's called, and so on. This can be plotted. It is not unusual. The phenomena connected with it, however, is so questionable and so variable, and the places people go makes one think that some thetans belong to one club and some belong to another club. But it's not that everybody does this and now I'm supposed to. It's certainly not a constant. Now, until 1300 or 1400, the Between Lives area operations weren't thriving at all. They got very few customers. That's right. And then they started to pick it up more and more. They had to knock witchcraft totally out of Europe before the Between Lives area clubs or whatever they were started thriving. They had to knock out any idea of demons and spirits. In other words, they had to make one feel guilty for hanging around admiring the trees with nobody to look through. And they succeeded in doing this. And if you look it over carefully, you'll find out that you could make a little kid sick just by talking to him about this sort of thing. You could have done it more easily a few couple 300 years ago. You could do it now. But just start talking to him about ghosts and spirits and how bad they are and how fearful they are, and the kid doesn't like it. He gets upset. He can be scared very easily. Why can he be scared very easily? One, you're re-stimulating times when he's exteriorized, and two, you are invalidating him and throwing him down-tone like man. He is a ghost. He is a spirit. He is a demon. Got it? I mean, he is all these bad things they've marked up. Now, in view of the fact that two exteriorizations take place, this could get very complicated as one looked at it, because the GE exteriorizes. And I have never followed a GE where he goes to go someplace else, to do something else, to pick up something else, and so forth. I don't know anything about it. There is something that mocks up bodies that we call a genetic entity, and it skips from life to life. Incredible, but it does. It skips from life to life, as neat as you please. In other words, a body doesn't even live once, just once. Now, it's a funny thing what I'm saying to you, because it is so obvious once you look at it. If a body lived only once, it would never have learned how. It's just one of these sweepingly stupid things to tell people that a body just lives once. It just couldn't be. Very weird. Somebody'd have to be standing around mocking them up all the time and teaching them, and they'd have to have a full college education and more than that before they were ever fit to cry and wet their diapers. That's right, wouldn't it? They'd have to have a terrific amount of know-how. The intricacy of a body itself is something that has developed over a long period of time. Bodies learn how. Well, now, what do you mean, learn how? Well, they become storage places for data. And we have to assume the simplest explanation. There are several explanations for this. We have to assume, one, that a body is a collection of little things called cells, each one of which is a spirit. It's kind of goofy, isn't it? Or it is something which some spirit somewhere continues to imbue with life. And if you've ever seen an army of ants on the march and seen their coordinated behavior, and then if you've ever taken a microscope and looked for anything in an ant that could ever done any thinking or anything else, you have to assume they can't even communicate with each other. I have bedeviled ants one way or the other. I've even gotten their heads and tried to run them. Something gets awfully mad at you when you start monkeying around with an ant. It's quite interesting. You won't let him walk along in his machine fashion in a certain way. And something gets awful mad someplace or another, and it isn't the ant. So when a body dies, then whatever made the body developed it, operated it mechanically, and kept it going otherwise, evidently does it all over again.